Leading the news this morning, the future of offshore processing of asylum seekers is in doubt after yesterday's High Court ruling against the Malaysia solution. Federal Cabinet has been holding crisis talks. Immigration Minister Chris Bowen isn't ruling out reopening the detention centre on Nauru and reintroducing temporary protection visas. BlueScope steelworkers will be holding a mass meeting at Wollongong this morning. They're angry about the axing of 800 jobs at the company's Port Kembla plant. Union leaders will report back about their discussions with management and their concerns about redundancy payments. Libya's rebels say they've arrested Muammar Gaddafi's foreign minister at his farm west of Tripoli, and in another blow to the crumbling Gaddafi regime, one of his sons is trying to negotiate his surrender. Rebel commanders say al-Sadi Gaddafi has contacted them, asking if his safety can be guaranteed. Three suicide bombers have killed at least eight people in the Chechen capital Grozny. They struck during celebrations to mark the end of Ramadan. Six of the dead are police officers. It appears the first blast was used to attract them to the scene. Another 22 people were injured in the bombing. And it's a food fight on a grand scale. The Spanish town of Buñol is celebrating its annual Tomatina Festival. It involved about 40,000 people pelting each other with 120 tons of squash tomatoes for an hour.